You're listening to Roundtable. Our dear listeners out there, if you and I can agree on anything, I think it's that the internet is made of cats these days. But we may differ on the follow-up, even though the occasional panda, turtle, monkey gets a slice of the viral action. Cats are and have always been the prevalent species to be found online these days. So how did cats get there?
Well, apparently people just love cat photos, cat videos, and just cats. And we have this speculation that cats have big round eyes pointed right in the center of their little heads, and they have little snub noses, and they have rounded faces and chubby cheeks, which looks a lot similar like your babies. And that what human beings consider cute, and they remind us so much of our own face. And then they have this, oh, their eyes are so big and so round and face are so cute and just so cute, and they started this love.
I don't know what kind of babies you've been looking at, but I haven't seen any cat babies. What I do want to say is that in my mind, cats are aesthetic animals. I had a cat back in the States, and I knew I would never have the interaction with it that I would have with a dog. Dogs are just social animals. Dogs are family. In my mind, cats are aesthetics. And, you know, if we're going to be like dog versus cat, there's something I do want to say, and that is feline animals are one of the few animal species that kill for fun, not because they actually need to necessarily eat the animal. They'll go out and kill a bird and leave it there.
Yeah.
So, explain that one.
So they're bad? They're evil?
Not as cute as dogs that are just earnest and good-hearted. Okay, I'm not making statements. So,
you did, though.
I think you're,
own up to
you
it.
Know
you're a dog
pretty much
person.
Where I stand. Okay, Neil Holian. So, do you think that... well, actually, it's kind of a fact that cats are more popular online. As if you do a Google or a Baidu search of cats versus dogs, there's more entries of cats that come up than dogs, apparently. Mm-hmm. So, as a cat lover, Neil Holian, how are you going to explain this?
Well, first of all, I'm going to give a more objective kind of reason. That is to say, maybe dog lovers are more extrovert and cat lovers are more introvert, where they spend more time online and they create more pictures online, which makes cat pictures more popular. Whereas dog lovers are going outside and walking their dogs and meeting people, maybe it's okay to do that. And I do want to say I love both two animals, mm-hmm. but I wanted to say, like, I feel like dogs are a huge responsibility.
They're
because
family,
they rely
yeah.
every little bit of their life on you. And I've seen videos showing that a dog in a family, when his owner left him to work, the dog's just standing in front of the door and just standing there the whole day. And I feel it's sad. I don't want to have a pet that relies everything on me. It's huge. I don't want it to be able to enjoy his life when I'm not around. That is why I love cats more.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you mentioned these online things, cats dominating online. But actually, I have an old study that is categorized 4,500 respondents. 45% of them love dogs. 27.7% love both. 11.5% loved cats.
Did you
that
just
means,
say? Did you?
Hold on. Offline, that means that people actually prefer dogs. So what I'm going to say here is, aesthetically, I would post a picture on my cat because maybe I don't care about my cat as much as I care about a family member. But when I look at my dog, I don't see an aesthetic goldfish type animal. I see a family member, and in which case, I don't want to necessarily share that animal with the world.
Yeah, before all that, did you say an old study categorized things? Research anymore. Well, anyway.
Okay. There you go. And maybe cats are maybe a little bit more interesting, but dogs, they devote their lives to you.
Exactly.
And when they do that to you, how can you not love them for how much they trust you? That's
huge responsibility.
Yeah, that's true too. You're listening to Roundtable. We agree to disagree. That's all for today. Bye-bye, everyone.